today. So let's review a little bit what we did last time and segue into this time. So we have here the Tanakhama. And again, we're in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph and Amud Beis for Shabbos. And basically, we're talking about the. There's a whole lot of miskana if you write how many, if you intend to write an entire word and you write less than that. Are you chayv or you not chayv? So the original havmina is that you have to write the entire word, because a malacha has to be complete. So your machshava is to write an entire word. So your machshava is koveya the malacha you're involved in, and anything short of that is not. It lacks in productivity because it's only a part. So that's what I would think that you're not chayv. So kamash malon is a limud mi meachas. From means that you don't have to create the entire product for it to be a malacha, but simply involving yourself in the process of malacha is asar. And therefore, even if you, in theory, even if you did one letter, you're involved in the process. Kamash malon achas, which teaches you that you have to have shem mishimon, or shem katan mishem gadol. Which means if you're trying to write Shimon and you write Shem, which is also a word, so you were trying to write a word and then you write a shorter word, so then you're a chayev. Because your miktsas is a miskayim b'makom acher. In another location, if you were writing the word Shem, then it would be miskayim, it would be a real word. So therefore, you're chayev when you write Shem. But if you just write Shin, the first letter of Shimon, then it wouldn't be good. Similarly, simple pshat, if you're trying to write Rafael and you write Resh Pei, assuming Resh Pei isn't the word, also you're not going to be chayav because it's not a word, b'makom acher. Okay, so the question is, first of all, what was this compromise that you have to write Shem Katam Shem Gadol? And also, if you write Resh Pei straight away, if you intend to write Resh Pei, even though it's not a word, you're chayav. So what's the difference if you intend to write a big word, why do you have to have a small word? Just say you have to have that which you'll be chayav for, namely two letters. But it doesn't work that way. All of a sudden, you have to have a word. Okay. So we said last time as follows, that essentially there's two types of... by the way, the Rambam doesn't hold that it has to be a word. The Rambam learns it's any two letters you'd be chayav for. So if you're writing Rafael and write Resh Pei, you'd be chayav. So it would be nice if we could understand that machlokas also. Okay, so we're saying is like this, is that the simple, forget the Rambam for a second, the simple way is like this, is that there's two types of writing. There's writing words and writing letters. Okay, writing letters and writing words. Now here you're writing words. Now, in order for something to be a miktsas, we said that there's an idea of where something is like, so to speak, quantitatively a miktsas, or then there's a qualitative miktsas. Okay, in other words, when I'm writing Shimon, so I'm writing a shame. I'm writing a word. Now, if I write shame, I have the quality of a word, but is lacking in quantity. I haven't written the law. I was writing a shame gadol, and it's a shame katan. So that's a miktsas. But shame is a small word, and it's a miktsas of Shimon. Okay, so I have the quality of Shimon, I'm just lacking in quantity. So the saying is that in order to be chayiv, it's true you're chayiv for miktsas, for involving yourself partially in the malacha, as long as it reflects, what you've done reflects the quality of the activity which you're involved, of which you intended to involve in. But if, for instance, I'm writing Shimon and I write Shin, then that's miktsas, but it's qualitatively lacking. It's a miktsas qualitatively because it is not even a word. It's just miktsas because I'm gonna write more, but it doesn't partake of the quality of the end goal in any way. So what is lacking not only in quantity, but it's lacking the qualitative quality of what you were trying to do. So then you can't say that's a different kind of miktsas, and that's what the Lima is telling you. That type of miktsas, like an intrinsic miktsas, that which is never an entity. It's not just lacking in this situation because you wanted to do a bigger word, but it's not intrinsically nothing to do with the word. So then you're not chayav for that. But this is because if you write Resh Pei, so again, it's true you would be chayav if you were writing Resh Pei, just stam, because then you're writing letters. But here you're not writing letters. Here you're writing a word. So you're writing Rafael. So in order to be chayav, you have to write a miktsas of Rafael, but the miktsas of Rafael has to reflect the idea of a shame, the idea of a word. And therefore, if it's not a word, you're not going to be chayav for that. Okay, that's basically what we said. But you be chayev for mixas if the mixas reflects the kulo. If it reflects the quality of the kulo, then you can be chayev for the mixas. But if not, not. Okay, oh, so someone asked, what about by a baguette? Why you buy a baguette? Right, this is what Rash, the last point we said. Why you buy a baguette? You say, if you're making a whole baguette, so how you chayev for two stitches? How two stitches isn't a small baguette? So that's what Rashi says. The person doesn't sew a baguette an entire day. It's in one day. Entire baguette in one day. So when you say, I'm going to sew a baguette, you don't intend to sew an entire baguette. You intend to sew, let's say, 100 stitches or whatever it is. So it's a certain shear of permanence in the baguette. Certain fixed amount of stitches, which will add to the baguette. Now, once you do two, you already partake of that quality. You're just lacking in quantity. So therefore, that's what you're going to need. That's all you're going to need. But by a word, in order to partake of the quality, it has to actually be a word. Okay? Now, the question is, what about the Rambam? The Rambam holds that it doesn't have to spell a word. What does he hold? He holds it just enough to write shin, or whatever. A file, resh pei would be good. So what does he hold? What does he argue with here? He doesn't hold by this idea, like there's two classes of writing. I mean, this is what makes this whole thing work. You say that, what are you involved in? Are you involved in word writing or are you involved in letter writing? And since I'm involved in word writing, so now you say, well, it's not can't be a mixas if it doesn't have a word, if it's not a word. But he'll just learn that there's writing, there's ksiva. Ksiva is letters. The letters might be chashuv by being a word, or there is a phenomenon of a word. But you don't say that's like a different quality of kosev. I mean, it's like, it's different. It's accidentally differentiated. But essentially, your writing is writing letters. You don't say it's a new, brand new class of writing. And if that's the case, then you intended to write five letters. So now as long as you write two, it's a mixas. Those five letters happen to spell a word. So now your two letters don't spell a word. That doesn't matter. That's only valid if you posit that there's a new class of writing called word writing. And then the mixas, that like Malachas Kosev, is split up into two types. Type A is letter writing, type B is word writing, and therefore can't be a mixas if you're not involved in word writing. You know, but it could be Ram doesn't accept that. He says, look, Kosev is Kosev, Kosev is writing. It's true, sometimes you write words, sometimes you write letters, but you don't say that it's a new type of an activity such that it's not a mixas if I'm not involved, if I don't have that quality, if it's not a word. It's just a finest, it's not a word. Big deal. The word is just happens to be. Certain times your letters make words, and sometimes you write two letters. But you see, you don't need to write a word. So he says, where do you see that word writing is like a new quality within Kosev? Right, we said if you have the same letter twice, so then it had to make a word. Then the Rambam holds that to make a word. But that's because we said that if it's not conveying any, the conveyance, if it's to the same letter twice, it doesn't convey. It's not a conveyance of chashivas, because it's just the conveyance of one letter. Mm-hmm. So when it's conveyance of a word, that's a new type of conveyance. It's like conveying more, it's a chashivas, you know? So it's true, a word may be, when the letters form a word, it has a certain chashivas to the thing, so that it will work even with two letters. But it's not that there's a new class of kosev of writing words. It's just like Eichi Timso, how you could create the chashivos, normally created through two letters. If the two letters happen to be the same, then it's just conveying the same sound, so it's only one. Oh, but if it's a word, that's a new, you know. But it's not a new class of kosev. It's just another way to give the letters chashivos, that they spell a word. You know what I mean? Whereas according to Rashi's way, he's saying it's like there's actually like two different activities. There's word writing and there's letter writing. You know, that's for it to be a mixas, you have to really be involved in that other in that other activity. By the way, the Meiri is also like the Rama. Okay, so just to proceed. To proceed is that this is very difficult, okay? This is I think the most difficult part so far. Okay? I think. But we'll see. I have to see if I get you guys on the spot here. But this is Rabbi Huda Omer. Okay, so Rabbi Huda, if you'll notice, so all the cases of Shem Katan Mishem Gadol were Shem Mishimon, Noach Minochor, Dan Midaniel, Gad Migadiel. So Rabbi Yehuda is insightful, and he notices the Tanakhama's cases are all where this two letter, the Shem Katan, are two different letters. He says that's interesting, because it implies that the Tanakhama is holding only when there are two different letters. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu lo kotzav ela shtei osios, vein shem echor chayev. Kigon shash, tat, rar, gag, chach. Doesn't matter if they happen to be one letter or two letters, as long as they spell a word. So Rashi, it says, Afilo kotsa mitevah gedola, ela shnei ozios shel shem achod, kigon shash tach, vahin mitevahs gedolos, kigon shas mi shash betzar, mi shashach. Sheshach. Sheshemam. Tas mi tisra'u, tit hitenu. The kolsha came in a skavin l'ktana t'chila. Certainly if you intended to write a katana first, you intend to write sas first, certainly you're going to be chayef. What he's saying is, even if you're intending to write titenu, titnu, and you write tes, or if you're trying to write sason, or and you write sas, right? So then, you're going to be chayef there also. Because, what's the difference? Still spells a word. The whole spell is, that's a spell a word. You try to write a big word, now you're writing a small word, spells a word. So why shouldn't you be chayef? Right? But it seems like Tana Kama would hold. No. You're not chayef. So why not? This isn't right of the Rambam that two letters have to spell words, because Rashi will also... Let me just get started with the Rambam. Okay, tell me what you think is funny in the Rambam. But we're at this Rambam. I'm not playing any fast ones here. But this is the Rambam on the two-letter words. Okay, the two-letter words, the repetition words. He says, "Kosev os kfula pamayim." Okay, that was funny. I know about that. I never answered that. But "hu shem echad," and it's one word or. It's not clear, I guess. Who shame of it's one word, that's what we learned. Kimo dad tat rigagrar sas sas shesh sas chach chayev. Fine. Okay. So what's interesting here? What strikes you besides for the repetitiveness of the thing? What else is interesting? What I think is funny is it sounds funny to me is os kfula. What's an os kfula? Like I guess it means a double letter, but like, is that, the Rambam make up that terminology? Like, what? Where does this, it's, he's like, make right, I mean, the Gemara doesn't call it an os kfula. Like, what's an os kfula? Like a double letter? Let's say if I write a double letter. I mean, is there a phenomenon? Is that, like, isn't it just like, if you write the same letter twice, kos achas, kosev os achas, pam pamayim, or something like that. I don't know. Some way to say it. I don't know. It's just, it's like he has a nickname, a name for it, you know, an os kfula. Like there's a phenomenon, like a double letter, right? I mean, we don't have such a terminology in English. I don't think a double letter. I mean, right? It's just I don't know. Like, why don't where's he getting that? What's a double letter? What is a double letter? Is that is there such a as if like there's like this is part of his vocabulary, a double letter, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. It sounds any letter is double os kfula. It's just that not all of them are or shem echad. Not all of them spell a word, but any letter repeated is os kfula. So I'm thinking like this, is that if you, and maybe this is Ariel where you're headed a little bit, is that if you see, when the mind sees, if you see two letters on a page, let's say Shin Mem, Lamed Gimel, whatever, you know? So when you look at it, you think, what does that spell? There are two letters, and the two different letters, and the mind looks to unify them through forming a word. And if it doesn't form a word, then I guess you say, oh, I guess it's not a word, whatever. But in other words, when you look at two letters, you immediately look at it and you try to see what it spells. Right? Okay. But if a person sees two letters, an os kfula, so you don't think of word. You say os kfula. In other words, it's not like a two-letter word, which happens to be the same letter. But there's a phenomenon of an os kfula. People write os kfulas for whatever reason. I don't know why. It doesn't like you look. You see the gimel. You say two gimels. Now it's true. You may say that spells gag, but there is a phenomenon of gimel, and it doesn't immediately say what does that spell. So when you have two different letters, the mind looks to unify. But if you have gimel, you just say it's a gimel. You wrote it twice. Why was he writing it twice? I don't know why he wrote it twice. I'm not really sure. Maybe he's practicing. Maybe I don't know. But it's an idea. It's an os. Like if you look at it, it's an os kfula. Okay, it's an os kfula. Now it's true. It could also be, you could use an os kfula and make a shame. And it could spell a shame. But it's like in its more basic level, it's an os kfula. It's not just two osios which happen to be the same one and therefore it spells a word. There's an idea of an os kfula. Okay, so therefore what? Okay, this is, by the way, I mean, I don't know if I would have said this on my own. I'm just trying to, you know, lean on the Rambam a little bit here and maybe build. But, I mean, I don't think, again, I don't think it's mukhruch, you have to say this. You know, but the Rambam, I'm saying the Rambam's calling this thing an os kvula. It sounds like there's a phenomenon like this. So I'm trying to, I'm working with this, okay? You don't have to, again, I don't think this idea is a necessary idea. But I think it's a possible, it makes sense, it's possible. And let's see if it goes anywhere. Okay? Okay. So if that's the case, so then maybe this is where Ariel will say, is that, that's it. So what makes an os kfula into a word? Okay? In other words, what makes shin mem into a word? Because it's a word. It is a word. Okay, it is a word. What's shemem? If not, just two random letters happen to be near each other. So shemem is objectively, it's a word. It's a word. They're together. It's a word. But what makes gimel into a word? It's not. It's an os kfula. At its most basic level, it's an os kfula. What makes it into a word is the das, is the kavana that you're writing a word. It's the gavra. It's the gavra who you could use an os kfula as a word through das. Okay, through kavana, that you could use an os kfula to represent the word God, but gimel on its own is an os kfula. It's not a shame. Okay, it's not a word. It's dependent upon the das of the kosev to render the gag, the gimel, the os kfula into a gag. Okay, to render into a gag. And if that's the case, so then if you're trying to write sason. So if you're trying to write sheish or sas, then you're writing a word. You're rendering those kful into a word. But if you're writing sason, so then you're not writing sas. You're not writing the word sas. You're trying to write sason, which is not sas. You're not trying to write sason. So now it's just left as an os kfula. You haven't taken those kfula and made it into a word. So therefore, it's just back as an os kfula, and therefore it's osios, and therefore it's not a word. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv, according to the Tanakhama. So again, so when you're writing Shimon, and you leave off with Shem, Shin Mem, so Shin Mem is objectively, that's a word. What else is it? That's a word. So then you're going to be chayiv. Right? If it's Resh Pei and it's not a word, so it's not a word, you're not going to be potter. But Os Kfula, by its nature, is not a word. It's Os Kfula, and you need your Das to render it into a word. And here your Das is not... it's not to write it, write the word. Your das is just writing it. I don't know. You were writing something bigger, and you didn't. It just turns out you wrote this sin. But it's not a word, just sin without das of writing sas. So therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. It's not a word. Now it's just letters, and you know, it's a repeated letter. You're not going to be chayiv. Okay. The question is going to be, what's the machloka? So what is Rabbi Yehuda hold? But let's stop here for a second. The question is, why is it that there's this thing of os kfula? Like, why is it that os kfula isn't just a word? Like, why is it that shame is a word and sas isn't a word? Off the bat. Minastam, I'm saying shame is a word. Minastam, sas is sin. Okay, or shin. Why is that? So I could see two answers. I'm not sure about this, but... I mean, I'm supporting it from the fact that Rambam calls it os kfula. But you see two explanations of why. One of them is, I guess this is maybe the weaker one, but is that people sometimes write, repeat a letter, like practicing a letter or something like that. Sometimes you're writing a bunch of gimels or a bunch of sins or a bunch of, it's just a phenomenon of writing os kfula. People actually write os kfula sometimes. But if you write shin mem, what are you doing? There's no activity like that. There's no activity of just writing random letters. You write one letter, you're writing a gimel, but you're copying it. There's a fun of copying a letter or repeating a letter or something like that. So that's one possible way. But then it's kind of positing there's such a thing like that. I don't really, you know. Maybe if you're a sofer, maybe you do things like that, you know. But maybe practice the same letter again and again. But the other answer I could say is because, see, and this I guess is maybe what Ariel was talking about, is that like a word, the most basic idea of a word, is like, if you have to say what's a word, it's like where you combine different letters to form a greater whole, a greater entity. Okay, now, as in general, a word is, you have a letter, you have a letter, aleph, beis, gimel, whatever, and a word is the combination of various letters to create something greater than the letters. I mean, and in general, that's when you have different letters. So you see different letters, Shemini, you say, whoa, is it Shein, is it a Mem? Well, maybe it's a greater unity, which is a word. But if you see, if it's the same letter, and it's true, sometimes words could be from one letter, but that's not the general idea. In general, it's not the idea. But a word usually is combining different letters, and thereby, through different letters, creating a greater whole. Now again, it's true that there are two words which are only one from one letter, but that is like an exceptional phenomenon. And you have to, so to speak, render it such. Okay, and in your mind, when you see a double letter, because of the fact that words are generally two letters, if you see a double letter, the mind doesn't say, the reader doesn't immediately say, what word is that, but the reader interprets it as oskfula. That's what I'm saying. It's telling the reader, because kosev is conveying something to a reader. So what I'm saying is the reader interprets an oskfula as an oskfula, not as a word. I was going to do an experiment. I just didn't actually do it. But I did it. It's a thought experiment. Is if you show someone a paper, which I actually have it written on top of this page here. What does that look like to you?
Those are two hooks.
Two hooks. Well, this is actually how I make a gimel.
I was kidding.
Okay. So the question is, if you show someone gimel or something like that, what do they see? Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking. Like, I don't know. It'd be a good way to check it out. You know, go around, show them a piece of paper. So, you know, blind experiment, gimel, gimel, and see if they enter see gag or they see gimel, gimel. And then try it with shin mem or something like that. And see, do they say gag, do they see shame, or do they see shin mem?
Don't show it to yeshiva guy.
Huh? Don't show it to yeshiva guy? Why are they going to read it?
Give
me
both answers. I
don't know. That's why I didn't. It's an idea of doing an experiment. I'm not sure how it would work out. I don't know. I sense there is. Percentage-wise, you get more people to say that they. You know, I don't know how successful it would be, but percentage-wise, you get more people to say, "Oh, there's two gimels." You know, I don't think shin mem. Someone's going to say there's a shin and a mem. They'll say shame. That's my kind of what I'm leaning on a little bit. The Rambam's calling it oskfula. It sounds like there's such a phenomenon of an oskfula, and as such, you have to remove it from being an oskfula and make it into a word. But when you say have a shin mem, it's not oskfula. That's what else is it? That's just the word. That's a word. You're spelling something. It's not. There's no phenomenon of shemam. You know, I mean, that's spelling something, or you see if it's spelling something. You know, but again, when you have oskfula, it doesn't beg. Well, hey, what word is that? It isn't a phenomenon of oskfula. Why exactly? I'm not sure. Again, I'm not sure. It's because people do that, or because that's the same letter, and psychologically, for whatever reason, or whatever it is. But I'm just saying is that that's a phenomenon, and therefore, when in order to render those kful into a word, you need das for it, and here you didn't have das for that, you were trying to write a bigger thing, and you didn't have das for this particular thing. So if you buy that, so now the question is, what's Rabbi Yehuda's position? That he's saying is that even when you're writing an os kfula, or even writing these, even by two of the same letters, so you're writing sason, and you write sas yechayev. So what is he... What does he reject, or how does he argue at this point? Besides, we're just saying he doesn't go for this whole, you know, like what's the conceptual question now? So fine, what we're gonna do is we'll leave with this guy's a question. And I'm gonna give you another question, okay? So a little further. So you have this brisa again. So first sheet is a Tana Kama, who's saying is Shem Yishimon, write that whole thing. You don't have to write the entire word, right? I might think you have to write the entire word. No. I may think you have to do one letter. No, you don't do one letter. You have to do Shem Mishimon, right? Shem Katam Mishim Gadol. Then you have Rav Yehuda who comes along and says, hold on, even if they're the exact same letter. You know, the exact same letter is going to work. So, say, Shash Mishash Betzar. Right? So, fine. Now you have Rav Yossi in this Bryce. This Bryce has four mandamram. And it says, Amar Rav Yossi. And the problem with Rav Yossi is what does he have anything to do with this discussion? If you take Rabbi Yossi, like, if you just cut him out of the brisa and just look at him on his own, then it's interesting, and we kind of already did him. But if you try to fit him into this brisa, it becomes difficult. So it says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, V'chim Yishim Kosev Hu Chayev? Are you Chayev or Kosev? V'aloch Eino Chayev Al Mishim Roshem? You're Chayev or Roshem? Shekein Roshem Al Kroshe HaMishkan? Leida Ezu Hi Ben Zugo? Okay, so they wrote on the pillars of the Mishkan to know which is which partner. The fikach sarat srita achas al shnei nesara. And therefore, if you make one srita on two pillars, I guess it means it goes across two pillars, so it ends up marking two pillars. Oh, shnei sritas al nesara. What if you make two marks on one pillar? Chayev. See chayev. Okay. That's nice. So you're chayev for sritos. You don't need to write letters because since he's holding the kosev, roshem is the malacha. So you don't need letters. You can even chayev for sritos. Okay. So, but now you were writing letters and you were writing Shimon. So now that you're doing that, now what about miktas? So if you write miktas and you write shem, or if you write a file and you write raf, like I don't know, like what's it meant to do with the discussion? How does this fit into what we've just been talking about now? And then you see, then it comes Reb Shimon, and he's back on board about this whole discussion about Shem and Shimon, all that whole thing. So it's like somehow, Reb Yossi is supposed to fit into this discussion. But it's not clear how he fits in. So there is a Tosvos, who explains a little bit. There's a Tosvos, in passing, she's not attempting to explain this, but he says... Yeah. So let's say Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi is going to say that you could write Yechayev writing marks. You don't need to write letters. You can make a triangle. Right? But Reb Yossi agrees there's a phenomenon of a miktas malacha. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're trying to write the word Shimon, you're not trying to make marks. You're trying to write the word Shimon. And now you write the word Shem. Mm-hmm. Or you write the word Shin or whatever. I don't know. You write a fall and you write the word. Now, the fact that Reb Yossi holds that Yechayev for Roshem, not for Kosev, how does that impact what's the halacha going to be when you're trying to write Shimon, and your machshava is for the entire halacha of writing Shimon, and now you're doing a miktas, and is that miktas have to be a word, does it not, or whatever? Like, how does his position about that you're chayiv, even if you made marks, play into this discussion? Or does it? And if it doesn't, then what's it doing here? Just, there's no shaykhus, a discussion. I mean, it's true they're talking about letters, but Shimon also holds you chayiv for letters. Like Reb Yossi also holds that. Like you see, it just doesn't seem to be on target. It's like out of place. Okay. Now there's a Tosis on Ayin Amud Beis, which says within Reb Yossi it says you write Shem and Shimon, but he says according to Reb Yossi, you don't need Shem and Shimon. Seems to be he holds you don't need Shem and Shimon. Okay, see, that's what he's learning. You look at Ayin Amud Beis, top Tosos. It seems like what he's saying is that, according to Reb Yossi, you wouldn't need Shem Shimon. So if you're writing, I guess he would hold, if you're doing Rafael, and you're writing Resh Pei, you'd be Chayv. Right? It wouldn't have to be Shem Shimon, according to Reb Yossi. Because he holds by his Sritos thing. But the question is, what does that have anything to do with that? I mean, they're doing discussions. In fact, you're chayv for sritos, but here you're writing a vav. Or here, so now you're trying to write a word. So now you're writing resh bei. That's not a word. Does he not recognize words? Or he's just saying that that's not, you're not chayv for, you're chayv for roshim. But, I mean, that's a question. That's the thing about it. How does he fit into the discussion? Okay, that's just the question. And it seems to be that the Tosis is saying, the way it fits in is that he's not holding by this idea of shem and shem. You don't need shem and shem. Somehow, because of his Roshem thing, when you make the malacha from Kosev to Roshem, now you don't need Shem Yishamon. Okay? Now you don't need Shem Yishamon. Okay? And that's just a question. I mean, I'm not saying it's an impossible question. I'm not saying I'm just saying it would be nice to explain this thing, to be mefarish, how it fits in. Maybe let me make my question stronger. So you'll say, so if you write Shem, if you're trying to write Shem and you write Shem, or let's say you fall and you write Resh Pei, so of course you're going to be Chayev, because it can't be worse than making two marks. You're even Chayev for making two marks, according to Reb Yossi. So how could you say you're not going to be Chayev for Resh Pei out of a file? Those are certainly two marks. So you're going to be Chayev for that. So the question is that, yeah, but even everybody holds if you write Resh Pei straight away, Yechayev. Even not Reb Yossi, only Reb Yossi for that. We hold that. You write two letters, Yechayev for writing Resh Pei. Right? The case here is where you weren't trying to write Resh Pei. You were trying to write Rafael. And the reason why Resh Pei isn't Chayev is not because you never Chayev for Resh Pei. It's because since your das was to write a word, this can't be a miktas because it's not a word. So the fact that Reb Yossi holds you can be chayiv if you write dot dot or triangle triangle or resh pei, we also hold that. But we just we just hold that since you're writing Raphael, therefore in order for it to be a miktas, so now it has to be Reish Pei. So now, what about Rabbi Yossi, the fact that you could be chayiv if you make marks, or simanim, whatever, how does that impact this discussion? How does that impact or take away from your the same argument that it should have to be in order for it to be a miktas, it should have to spell a word? We'll do that. We'll try that for the next time. So again, two things. So first thing is, how's Rabbi Yehuda going to counter Tanakama's argument about why it is the nos kfula? It could be the same letter you chayev for. And then this thing here about, you know, this thing here about Rabbi Yossi. How Rabbi Yossi factors into the discussion? Okay, and if you do that, you can do the next shita, Rabbi Shimon.